Welcome to our Maundy Thursday service. This is the table of the Lord. We're going to do it a little differently as we did last year. We're going to drink four cups and we're going to break bread only once, the way that they would do it when they started eating this Passover meal together. So I hope you have everything together. Let's quiet our hearts for a moment. Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ through the wonderful work of His Holy Spirit. Amen. Please pray with me as we pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. John 13 says, it was just before the Passover feast, and Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" And Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." And Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his hands, well, his feet, his whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not anyone, every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he'd finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth. No servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed when you do them." In a moment, just take a little moment to be quiet before the Lord and think of these words. I have set you an example that you should follow. Here is a pattern. Follow my pattern. Do to others. And in a moment, after he did this, we're going to eat. We're going to talk about those four cups. So for a moment, just be quiet before the Lord and ask, "Lord, where are little patterns in my life that are not patterned according to you and what you would want?" Take a moment of silent prayer. Amen. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, in a moment we are going to break bread and share a meal. We pray for your blessing upon this moment. Bless, Lord, the bread that we break. Bless, Lord, the cups that we drink as we remember you, Lord Jesus. Amen. The first cup that we will drink today is the cup of provision. When the family was seated at the table, the children would ask, "Why? Why on this night do we drink this and eat the bread? What makes this night so different?" And then the father would say, "We were slaves in Egypt and we were lost, and God saw us. And God came and God rescued us from Egypt and took us into the land of promise and blessed us." And when we drink this cup, it is to remind us of God's provision when we were lost. We too, my friends, were slaves. We were slaves of sin. We were lost in the darkness, and God provided. God provided His only Son who would be nailed to a tree, so you and I would know that God provides. So take this cup, and as you drink, give thanks to the Lord for all that He provides in your life. The cup of provision. Amen. The second cup that we drink is the cup of thanksgiving, in which we give thanks to God for all His acts of salvation and redemption in our lives. As we remember going through our own deserts and knowing that God provided manna and quail, and we give thanks. Remember that there were moments where it was dry and God opened a rock and there was water, and we give thanks because the Lord is good, for the mercies of the Lord are new every morning. So take this cup, and as you drink this cup, take a moment to pray and give thanks to the Lord for all the goodness of the Lord in your life. The cup of thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord Jesus, on the night that He was betrayed, took the bread. And when He had given a blessing on the bread, He broke this bread. And as He broke the bread, He gave it to His disciples. And He said, "Take this bread and eat. For this is my body. This is my body that will be broken for you." And as you take this bread and you see this brokenness, and you eat this bread every time you do that, do this to remember me. So take your bread and eat. And as you eat this bread, remember that it is His body that was given for you and broken for your sin and to make you whole with God. So take the bread and eat. This is the body of Christ. Thank you for this moment, Lord, where we are reminded what will happen tomorrow when your body will be broken on a cross. And yet we will see the love of God, a love that knows no limit and no end. Thank you for your body that reminds us of that. Amen. After the meal, the Lord Jesus took the cup again. This third cup is the cup of the covenant, the new covenant, where the Lord Jesus says, "This is the new covenant that is made through my blood. Not the blood of rams or the blood of lambs. This is my blood. This blood will flow to cleanse you and be a perfect redemption for all of your sins." So every time you drink this cup, remember that this covenant was written in the blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. The cup of the covenant. Thank you for your blood. The blood that was shed, that of the innocent Son of God, the one who exchanged places with us and took our sins and wrote this new covenant in his own blood. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. The fourth and the last cup is the cup of hope. It reminds us of the second coming of the Lord Jesus. As with the church of all the ages, we call out, "Come, Lord Jesus, come soon." John writes in Revelation, "To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen." Look, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. "I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty." That is our hope. And so we drink this last cup with a hope. Come, Lord Jesus, come soon. The cup of hope. Our hope is in you, Lord, because Jesus Christ is our living hope. Through you, we have hope of life everlasting, for we belong to the one who is, who was, and who is to come. We glorify your holy name. Amen. After this, the Lord Jesus would leave and go to the garden, where he would be betrayed, taken prisoner, and go to the cross. There was no blessing in that. But go with God's promise tonight. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will answer your prayers and give you his peace. Amen.